Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
So Trump beat COVID. I absolutely love the Fox headline yesterday. It said, "Doctor says president shows no coronavirus symptoms. Pence does not need to quarantine." So within days of having this deadly disease, Trump not just is doing better, not just on the road to improvement, but literally has no coronavirus symptoms. It's unbelievable. And the left must be going mad. How can this be? How can Trump in his 70s beat this thing? Does he always win? Yes, he's always winning. It's just he's got this inspiring spirit of confidence and winning and beating things back, and that's why he is so popular and such a successful president. And what makes them matter is his confidence, his flagrant, unfiltered confidence. I read his tweet yesterday, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Feeling really good, don't let it dominate your life. We've developed great treatments." So I want to mention what Trump is representing here, as I talked about yesterday, and what the other side is trying to do and why they're so wrong. Listen, patriarchy is good. Trump, in his indomitable spirit, his masculine leadership, his alpha male stature, has ushered in a resurgence of masculinity. His public identity, listen, has made masculinity okay. It has made masculinity great again, just like he's made America great again. The patriarchy that he represents is a good thing. Liberated women like Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post, yesterday I talked about, go listen to the show, who are in freakout mode because Trump is beating back this virus. Liberated women who hate him, even in so-called conservative circles or Christian circles like Beth Moore I've mentioned, liberated women hate his forceful masculinity that threatens their control and their pretense of equal dominance. You see, what the problem is, they can't rule Trump. They can't rule him, and so they hate him for that. And the attack on Trump is in this form. Boiled down is that Trump is hate. Trump is hate. And so you see those lawn signs, "Love Trump's hate." Trump isn't nice. The hard left version is this: he's racist, misogynistic, bigoted, xenophobic. He's a dictator. And the mild version, especially we see in the church, is that, well, he's just over the top. He's not kind. He's not sensitive. And from all of that, we get the argument that Trump is the one who has created this culture of toxic hate, toxic masculinity. You know, it's a very popular thing now to say, we live in a very divided culture now. It's very divided times. It's very divided. All that is cover, that is code speech for Trump is the problem. Trump's created a culture of division. Trump's created a culture of hate because he's so nasty and divisive. You hear the argument, we can't be demonizing our opponents. That's what Trump does. And that's the favorite of Tim Keller and others, even in the church. We can't demonize. These women are on a personal crusade to fight a so-called alleged culture of hate that apparently Trump has ushered in. We can't demonize. We can't divide. But my response to Keller and all of those folks carrying the water for that liberal ideology is wrong. You're wrong. We speak the truth. We call evil evil and we demonize what is evil. What is the worth of unity and niceness when you've sacrificed what is right? The country, listen, is on the road to collapse. We're losing Western civilization. And by the way, make no mistake, don't be naive, Christianity is the prime target in this culture war. Not merely America, not merely Western civilization. Christianity is the target. So I'm going to divide over issues, and so is Trump. I'm not agreeing to disagree. Here's the mistake. Leadership, listen now, and doing what is right is not about being nice. That's not biblical, nor a true or right way to think. Look at the prophets in Scripture. You wouldn't qualify them as nice. Look at John MacArthur, one of the leading evangelical pastors, most conservative voices out there. He's not nice. He's preaching what is true and right. Look at Trump. Same thing in government. And I want you to notice the power and the influence of truth. The prophets were effective because they preached truth. MacArthur's an effective pastor because he preaches truth. Trump is an effective governing leader because of his commitment to truth, despite accusations of being mean. Look, there is no mandate to, quote, be nice. That's over and above all the other virtues, what Vodi Bakum calls the 11th commandment. You've heard me talk about this on this show, but it's such a sticking point for me. Truth is what matters. And sometimes that doesn't feel nice. Listen, truth breaks the furniture in the room. It messes things up. It calls out wrong and evil and disrupts the evil order and pattern of the day because it's just that, evil. No, Trump, don't stop tweeting. Call it like it is. You hear Christian saying that he's got to stop the tweeting. A little rough around the edges. No, don't stop. Whoever pursues unvarnished truth ends up succeeding. Look at Trump. Look at John MacArthur. Look at Rush Limbaugh, greatest talk show, radio talk show host in history. It's because he's unvarnished truth. They call him hateful, but he confronts the culture with truth. We have a complete misunderstanding in society, in our churches, in our schools, in media, everywhere. We have a complete misunderstanding of the moral obligation to fight for what is true and right, often at the expense of being sensitive and nice. Truth, by the way, is loving. Christ, it says, came in grace and truth. And I disagree with the version of interpreting that says he's grace and truth, two sides of a coin, that they're two opposing things and he brings them together. No, it's not a dichotomy, grace versus truth, but it is one. Christ is one, and those virtues are one. Grace is truth. Truth is grace. It's not two sides of a coin, but one thing. Wrath is an expression of love, not a counterbalance of love. Love is speaking truth clearly, confidently, and at times forcefully. Yeah, but Trump's over the top is the argument. I'm not giving them that foothold. The other side is over the top. It's the same with MacArthur. If you notice, when he preaches boldly, he preaches against enemies of the church who are wreaking havoc in the church, like Beth Moore was assaulting some of the foundations of gender roles in the church, and he attacks that. And then we have to apologize because people complain that they don't like MacArthur's style. No, look at the content. I'm not apologizing for Trump. It's a style preference versus, destroying civilization. Give me a break. I'm not agreeing with this anymore that I don't like his style. So no, Trump's not over the top. Yes, he's got his style, but the content of what he's doing and accomplishing is what really matters. It's an issue of substance versus insignificant externalities. Attacking his style is just a pretense. Attack him over his style because people don't like his positions and the way he gets things done. They don't like his content. I'm not getting sidetracked from the real issues that we're fighting for by empty accusations of Trump's mean and rude and unfiltered. Calls for sensitivity, tolerance, niceness are merely a pretense for silencing truth, for silencing conservatives and Christians. Look, at best, the niceness movement in our culture is a misguided understanding of what the Bible calls true and righteous, especially in the church. But at worst, it is a cover for attacking the truth. He's a bully. Trump's a bully. They say that because the other side doesn't want to be confronted. Anti-bully training, tolerance is all a pretense to advance feminism, the homosexual movement, the deconstruction of Christian absolutes, Christian truth, and the deconstruction of male headship, what we call patriarchy, what I started with, which is very good, and Trump is bringing back. And these people on the left are the most intolerant bunch of raging, hateful lunatics, the other side. They were hoping Trump would die during COVID. Where's their niceness then? The so-called compassionate ones are hypocrites and they're divisive through and through. So I'm going to re-ask yesterday's question. Will we be the traditional, rugged, free, risk-taking, confident, masculine-led culture we have always been in America, or succumb to the onslaught of feminism and become an emasculated society of nagging women and the men who are run by them? Will we be a cowardly society bowing to domineering women? What that woman Jen Rubin from the Washington Post is pushing for, that lady is a nag. She's a control freak, bossy, cranky, and maltempered. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. I, for one, am not bowing to the niceness culture, and my answer to that question is no. We're not going to be emasculated men run by nagging women. We're going to be leaders bold and confident, fearless, and supported and loved by real women who aren't intimidated by real masculinity.